Sharon McCauley is a name many in the community might recognize because of her work with State Farm's Military Affinity Group. That's an organization with roots stretching back to late 2001 when her son Chris joined the War on Terror and McCauley's co-worker sent cookies to his unit overseas. The effort evolved into the Adopt-a-Soldier program. State Farm employees would send care packages with personal items and the comforts of home along with letters from school children. By 2003, the MAG was an official group with units at other State Farm facilities across the nation. On the eve of Veterans Day, McCauley talks with GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds to announce her retirement from the company and the military support group.
I've been at State Farm 22 years, and right now I'm a systems project infrastructure coordinator. That sounds like a lot of words, but I work on different projects in the systems department.
Well, you sent out an email this week letting members of the military affinity group and community supporters know that you are going to be leaving State Farm, and so this will be your last Veterans Day.
I'll be retiring from State Farm, and it's bittersweet to look back on, oh my goodness, everything we've accomplished. It's different when you're in the moment and you're working on something, but when you look back, it's mind-boggling the things that we've done because of the energy and the passion and the community support.
Well, let's first talk about your connection to the military. You have a son who served.
I do, and he still is. He has a couple years till he can retire from the military.
As an organization, MAG has done a lot to support soldiers. Do you have a proudest moment?
Yes.
Among all of those efforts?
I absolutely do. I can't not mention some of these things. We built a Habitat house for a local military family. We raised half the cost of the house. We partnered with Country Finance, their veterans group, and Mitsubishi Veterans Group. We broke ground in, I think it was March, and we handed the keys over to the family right after Christmas. A deployed Navy reservist, he has four children, lives back here, said he didn't get to finish shingling his garage roof. I said, don't worry about it, we got it. We tore it completely down to the cement floor and rebuilt a brand new garage. When he came home, we had a big yellow ribbon around it, and all the volunteers were inside. We had Anchors Away playing it. Everybody was crying.
The Habitat house went to
a local military family, Ignacio Barrientos and his family.
And you were part of the building?
Yes, I was part of all of it, fundraising, building, volunteers. We had a refreshment committee. And there were several Habitat house builds going on out there, and everybody knew when our group was bringing out refreshments because they all kind of huddled around because I don't think anybody else was as organized with refreshments. We met out there every Saturday, worked on the house, and had coffee. And one of the last Saturdays, it started to shape up to a house, and it was kind of muddy, and I was tracking in. I told his wife that I feel bad that I'm tracking into your house, into your home. And she put her arm around me. She said, this is your home, too. It was very moving. Incredible family. Just incredible family.
So the kinds of support that you have lent is emotional support in various ways and also physical support, right?
Oh, absolutely. And what we've done, I consider it a labor of love. I don't see any work involved in it at all. This has led to so many other things. There's a group called Who Off for Heroes, and they're having a hunt this week. Last year, they brought up, I think it was 9 wounded soldiers, and 6 of them brought their wives because they're full-time caregivers. So I set up a ladies' spa day for them. And there are so many stories shared and tears were shared because they never get a day off. This community is the most incredible community. All I have to do is go ask, what can we do and how can we help you? They gave each lady a manicure, a pedicure, a massage, a facial, and a haircut. I went to Schnucks and told them what I was doing, and they gave me a dozen red roses for each of the ladies for the husbands to give to their wives because they can't get out and do things like that.
Well, Sharon McCauley, you've done a lot in your time at State Farm. We know when you retire in March, you'll do many more good things to support soldiers, and we thank you.
I don't plan to stop, and I want to thank the community. This is the best. Absolute best community. And I want to thank the community for all your support and you. You've been there since the beginning of Adopt-a-Soldier, so thank you.
GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds.